Thank you. Grand Ole Opry song. Hope you. Huh? Sunny Side of the Mountain, that's the one they got in the Walk Away of Stars down in the Country Music Hall of Fame. I finally got in that down there with Farron Young, the whole bunch of them. If you ever down see the Grand Ole Opry, go out to the Hall of Fame and you'll see us around in the Walk Away of Stars. They let me get in there. Then about a year ago, next November, they wanted me to come to Vienna, Austria to receive the first Living Legend Award in country music and bluegrass music, and they'd sold over 20,000 tickets. That's a long ways. But when I went, thank you. And when I went to Japan, we got on a, I think it was a 747, at Chicago, Illinois, and flew to Anchorage, Alaska. And when we got there, they had plane trouble. They didn't tell us about it till we already got on the ground. And we had to stay overnight till they got that fixed. They left out next morning, and we got nearly 30 minutes to the halfway mark and blew a motor in that 747. This is your captain speaking. 2 hours and 40-some minutes, we'll be a landing. They say, we'll be there. They'll be landing back in Anchorage, Alaska. We just blew a motor right out over that big pond. I said, Lord, if I ever get back home, I'll never fly in another buzzard. And I haven't been in one. They wanted me to fly to Sweden, Switzerland, England, all them foreign countries, buys my records over there. I get good royalty checks. But when they call me from Anchorage, from Vienna, Austria, and want me to come there, I told them, I said, nope, I'm not coming. They offer me good money and give me a big award for it. I said, I'm not getting on no buzzard. I'm not going to do it no more. If they want to see me, they have to come to Pennsylvania or Nashville or someplace like that. I'm not going over. Thank you. About 6 weeks later, I got another phone call. Jimmy, if we can fix you a cruise, will you and the boys come on a cruise in here and do that? Because we've already sold 20,000 tickets. Said, would you come on a cruise? I said, how close will you keep it to the bank? And how big a tractor tube will you let me break with me? So said, it sounds like you're not coming. I said, no, come to some festival and give me that award. And they said, no, we want you to come over here. Because I'd rather stay here in our country and, of course, I'd like to go there, too, if I didn't have to fly, if I just pull my car over there and do that. Why? I'd like to play everywhere they'd like to see me. But I'll just come up here and visit with you folks and let them take their award and give it to somebody else. A lot of them said, Jimmy, we don't see you on TV out of Nashville. I've asked them one time to have me on there. And they had me on there. And I've not been on there since. But I got news for you. I don't care if I'm ever on TV anymore. I just want to come in person and meet you folks and shake hands and talk, pick at you, and let you see me right here like I am, not on no TV. I'd rather come in person and see you. Thank you.